The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We meet the people behind the businesses in Influence, and today we're going to meet an accidental entrepreneur who always wanted to be his own boss. He started with $25,000 of his own savings, worked up to 20 hours a day at a business idea that started really by chance. We're meeting 41-year-old Alvin Tan, who in 2013 started Sure Clean. That's a business that supplies hygiene and disinfection products. They also deal with food safety and infection control products and services for industries in Singapore. But back up, it was a business built on a dream for a safer sanitizer. In fact, in 2006, Alvin created a stabilized silver ion complex that was designed to be child safe for both adults and babies. And they were a player in the fight against HFMD when childcare centers worried about hand, foot and mouth disease. And well before COVID, really, sometime mid last year, Alvin and the team at Sure Clean decided to come up with two products that we're going to be talking about today, well ahead of the curve when it comes to hand sanitizers and keeping, surfaces clean. So first up, good morning and welcome, Managing Director of Sure Clean, Alvin Tan. How are you, Alvin?
Hey, good morning, Michelle. I'm good. And good morning, Singapore. Thank you for having me.
Great to meet you. So how did these two products, they're called Sure Clean and Germ Clean, they're two rather different products, they came about mid last year, well before, you know, everything happened with COVID. So you decide to add another revenue stream to your business, going B2C. Tell me about the decision, the thinking behind that decision.
Okay, we have been a hygiene and disinfection product and service provider for many sectors. Of course, that includes and especially the early childhood education sector. So throughout the many years of serving this sector itself, we have received numerous requests, you know, from the parents and the clients, you know, that, hey, where can we find your products? Where can we find your services for our homes? Because they do see their children enjoying the hand sanitizers in their preschool. They do see the teachers explaining to them that, you know, our disinfection is happening on a daily basis with child safe sanitizer and disinfectant. And of course, they do see our disinfection certificate promptly displayed outside of the entrance. So this actually sets their hygiene standard very high. And therefore, they wanted it to be in their homes. So this has shown us that, you know, the mass market is actually very viable for us. So we decided to move into the B2C sector last year.
Okay, so again, it was demand pretty much for your products. Tell us how these two products work, Sure Clean and Germ Clean. I'm sure everybody wishes they were into developing hand sanitizer mid last year as well. So, you know, tell me about these products. How do they work?
Sure, no problem. Our two main products are Germ Clean, which is our surface disinfectant, and Sani Hands, which is our hand sanitizer. Okay, so Sani Hands is actually a child-friendly, alcohol-free hand sanitizer suitable for all ages. It does not contain alcohol. You know, sometimes it irritates and dries skin. So the active ingredient that we currently use is benzyl chloramine chloride, which has proven to be effective against a wide range of germs. So, you know, most of our customers, right, they use it on themselves, but they predominantly use it for their kids. Mm. So in some cases, alcohol hand sanitizers may be too harsh for the kids' delicate skin. You know, they have sensitive skin, you know, kids. So unlike usual hand sanitizers, which dry your hands, so Sani Hands leaves your hands softer. It smells nicer. And because it's dispensed as a foam itself, kids really prefer using it. So Germ Clean is our disinfectant. You know, it has a unique active ingredient, which is silver ions. So I'm sure you know silver has a historical history about, you know, widely being used as a natural antibacterial property. Mm. That's where the saying comes, born with a silver spoon in your mouth, right?
In fact, we're going to talk about investing in silver in a while, but that's a little bit different. So you use silver to disinfect surfaces. So one application and it lasts, what, 3 hours, you say?
No, actually, our germ clean has been tested to have a residual surface protection up to 30 days.
So with one application?
With one application, yes, you're right. So this is especially helpful because germs and bacteria can live on surfaces for days. You know, WHO said that COVID-19 can live on a surface for 72 hours. So it would be good if you have a product that can actually last slightly longer than usual to protect you in the interim period. So
I like the idea of one application and it's clean for days.
Yeah, and these two products actually have a good balance between child friendliness because we serve a lot of childcare, and they definitely have good product efficacy.
And speaking of childcare, I understand childcare centres provide 75% of your revenue. So how does this whole COVID situation compare to HFMD in terms of impact on your business?
Okay, childcare itself actually is a very recurrent business because on hand, foot, mouth itself, it happens almost every year. It's an epidemic that currently has no vaccine and no cure for hand, foot, mouth disease itself. So we have been always helping the childcare centres to fight hand, foot, mouth. And obviously, one of the things that we have done is actually come up with a more child-friendly disinfectant that can last longer and obviously tested to be effective against hand, foot, mouth, like enterovirus 71.
So HFMD didn't affect your supply chains though, right? COVID, on the other hand, I can imagine there would be a ramping up in people requiring your services, or maybe not, because all these, you know, childcare centres and everything have been closed. So how has COVID impacted your business?
Okay, pre-COVID itself, we were still pretty normal for sales. But when COVID hit us, right, there was a huge, massive increase in demand for products and services, not just childcare, but B2C sectors. So, you know, like in February itself, I think B2C accounted for more than 50% of our sales compared with the normal 10-20% of overall sales. So as you can see that when we entered circuit breaker, that number slowly and gradually decreased because more people are staying at home. You know, there's also people are work. There's nobody going to work, basically. So there's not a need for you to sanitize your hand at work because nobody's at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So entering the circuit breaker period was actually a slowdown for us.
Mm-hmm. Was your product affected because of supply chain disruptions?
Yes. So we produce our product in Malaysia. So with the MCO and our production plant itself was actually affected because lesser of the workers have the capability of going to the workplace to produce the product. And of course, the whole supply chain, all the way from bottle manufacturing to the label manufacturing, are all affected.
Wow.
So therefore, it slowed down the production too.
But it's back on shelves now, Sunny Hands?
Sorry?
So the products are back on shelves now, though?
Yes, both of them are back on sale on our platform, Lazada, our online website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you plan to stand out in the field? I mean, I checked it out and, you know, is it $36 for 500 ml? It's pretty expensive, no, for hand sanitizer. What goes into it?
So, like I was telling you, we are using desalcholine chloride. It has been tested to be effective against a wide range of germs itself. So, desalcholine chloride, you know, in NEA, they have actually said that yes, a test report that said that it's effective against coronaviruses itself. So we have actually used desalcholine chloride from day one. We have not changed the active ingredients. So we do see that it is effective and also helps to fight against COVID-19.
Okay, so it's this particular ingredient that is expensive in the mix. Let's talk a little about your entrepreneurship journey. You're 41 years old, always wanted to be a boss. Your first product that you put on shelves inadvertently became a hit. It was actually sanitizer for keyboards, but then a childcare center picks it up and then the teachers love the scent and they start using it on tables, on chairs, on keyboards, on toys, on everything for the kids because it's water-based and not alcohol-based. So your journey to entrepreneurship is fascinating. Tell us about some three ideas, maybe key ideas on entrepreneurship that you can share with us.
Well, back in the days, you know, everybody graduated with a degree, right? And they settled for entry job. So for me, it was actually IT. But all along, I always had a yearning to start my own business, being my own boss and, you know, not working for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of disinfection chanced upon me. You know, me and my family actually had a brilliant idea. The first product was actually a toilet seat sanitizer. And the second product was actually a keyboard sanitizer. So this sparked my interest in adding value to my customers in the area of hygiene. Of course, the initial two products didn't take off, But if I pivoted, you know, and I provided child-friendly disinfection solutions to preschool and have been doing that ever since. And my passion has grown over time in the business. You know, we have faced many challenges and I can see that I've grown into the entrepreneur that I've envisioned. Never give up, you know, in the attitude. So the three ideas that I want to share about entrepreneurism is, number one, building resilience. It's inevitable that all businesses actually go through a startup, you know, phase, and they face challenges along the way. You know, it will be grit, perseverance, and being resilient that ensures that the company survives through the ups and downs. You know, resilience is actually accepting your new reality, even if it's good, better than the previous one. Okay, so the other is actually passion, you know, passion in what you do. Being passionate about your business, because, you know, especially now, running a business is very hard. And you have to do it for a sustainable over a long period of time. And if you don't like it, you know, if you don't really have fun doing it, any normal person will actually quit. And the third is actually having a good community and support network. I'm actually quite blessed that my family is very supportive of me running the business from day one. Hmm. So like my mom, my wife are all giving me unconditional support. So this is actually very important because I can't imagine going through this journey without such support, especially in tough times like this, you know. So I'm also able to find great peer support through EO, which is Entrepreneur Organization, and great inspiration through SOE, or Spirit of Enterprise, mm-hmm. which are indispensable because, you know, I mature as an entrepreneur, right? I want to be around like-minded, you know, established entrepreneur. Yeah. So these two organizations actually are very pivotal to my entrepreneurial growth. So
that's terrific.
My seniors and peers have actually been on your radio channel too.
Really? Oh, that's great to hear. Well, congratulations. You know, once you hear the name of the business, it's hard to not remember it. It's very Singaporean in its directness. Sure Clean.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, thanks for joining us, Alvin Tan, Managing Director of Sure Clean, right here on Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.